Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We've been talking about championship weekend all day long. We'll continue to do so with you guys on the phone, 617-779-7937. Dubs985 in the Twitch chat said, are you guys going to talk about Metcalf's comments?
Eric?
I yes. loved Eric Metcalf.
Eric Metcalf, nice kick returner.
Solid player.
Probably thrive with these new rules
you
on
know
the
what?
Kickoff.
Ahead of his time.
He was.
Because he was like a pass-catching back, almost a receiver at times. But now every offense would use an Eric Metcalf.
He played for Bill.
Yeah, I think
he was on
Browns.
Those Cleveland teams,
I think
right?
so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. Nice player.
But you're talking about DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf had comments. Now, I don't know them all off the top of my head. He was asked, basically, if New England would be a good destination.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I don't want to live there, right? Didn't he basically say something like that? But then he was complimentary of the organization as a whole. He didn't want to live in Massachusetts, but he was complimentary of the Pats organization, I believe. Is
yeah,
that right?
It was kind of more insulting if you think about it, right? Because right now the organization's not great. The organization after Brady left isn't great. I would argue up the state more than I would the team right now.
That's a good point.
But no, I get it. Like everybody always takes it as such a massive insult. It's like, well, most of us are born and raised in New England. This is what we're used to. If you're from Florida, Georgia, California, or Texas, there's not a whole lot appealing about New England in general.
Yeah, like the last 2 weeks with
it was
snow
zero
that just
degrees.
Doesn't go away and it's freezing. Like, yeah.
We just had an earthquake, for God's sakes, Jones.
It's a good
we
point.
We just had an earthquake.
It's a good point.
No, but I don't look at that as like, oh my God.
I mean, either.
If they traded for him and offered him the most money, he'd be here.
Yeah, well, he's also not a free agent. That's what I was just going to say. If you trade for him, tough.
Like, he said,
sorry, bud.
He was on Katie Nolan's podcast and she was trying to sell him on coming to the Patriots, and his response to it was, quote, no, it's not a desirable place in my opinion.
There you go.
Is he wrong?
No.
Like the
live in Rhode Island, then.
No, hang on.
How expensive stuff is here?
No.
Like, I live here. Like,
you're right. We're very biased, but like, do I think he's wrong? Yes, personally, I think he's wrong about not wanting to live in Boston. Maybe not Foxborough so much.
Yeah,
but Boston, personally, I think he's wrong about that. But we're very biased on that.
Yeah.
But the organization not wanting to come play here.
No, he liked the organization.
No, I know.
But
I'm saying, like, if you're like, I don't want to go there for any reason. No, I don't think he's wrong about that. Even if they seem to be onto something with. Vrabel for sure. To me, McDaniels to a lesser degree. But
I also, you know who didn't want to come to Boston?
Randy Moss. Kevin Garnett.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they loved it and they like still talk about it. So like guys' minds can change. So I didn't have any kind of like uproar when I saw that over the weekend.
DK Metcalf still at the top of my list for wide receivers to go get. Where you still have AJ Brown on top?
Yeah, AJ Brown, number one. Let's see what happens in the Super Bowl. Maybe that's just a non-starter. Maybe he just stays there and everything's fine.
What you needed was A.J. Brown to just do nothing all postseason and, like, really pout about it, even if they win.
Yeah.
And they could prove they could win without him. He was too good in that game yesterday.
He had an awesome catch, too, on the sideline there.
Yeah, that fourth down play?
They tried to go one-on-one with him. Not a good idea.
No.
Just wide open.
No, that was a money throw by Hurts,
great
too.
Throw.
But yeah, that was
completely
poor coverage.
Inbounds.
Or poor...
Like, No, it wasn't
poor coverage on Lattimore, but it was a poor call.
It was a gamble to
single him up. Yeah. But that if you still wanted to hope that AJ Brown would shake free, you needed him to really do nothing and them to win with him doing nothing and him to continue to pout, reading books on the side. He was too good yesterday.
I know.
So you can have him top of the list. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Don't you think some author or I guess book publisher needs to get involved with AJ Brown and be like, listen, we will give you $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
To read this book during the Super Bowl on the sideline.
Yeah.
Because the book that he was reading before already went to number one.
Yep.
And that was during like the divisional round.
Yep.
If the Super Bowl, with the millions and millions of people watching, catch him on the sideline reading any book.
Yep.
Because then immediately it's going to be tweeted out.
Is it going to be a prop bet?
Yes, it will be. On some sites it will be. So like, AJ
will
Brown,
he read a book during
AJ
Super Bowl?
Brown's reading the Da Vinci Code during the Super Bowl. Next thing you know, boom, it's number one again.
Dan Brown, big comeback.
Yeah. Or like a new book. It's like somebody got. But if you give him a ton of money, like what better sales pitch is it than him reading during the Super Bowl?
It's a good point. somewhere Robert Kraft is like, get him the dynasty.
They also, they already sent him 10 copies because they thought he was a Hall of Fame voter. No, I mean, we're talking about it right now, but it seemed like they can't stop talking about it. The last 2 weeks, I feel like every Philadelphia game, in the pregame, a couple times during the game, mm-hmm. they were like going on and on.
It's
and
a
on.
Highlighted
he's,
copy.
Yeah, he's like, look at this. Yeah. He reads. Yeah. You're like, okay.
Which, in fairness,
yeah,
I don't really like the brag there. That's a bit of a humble brag. Yeah.
Oh,
I read.
You smarty pants.
Oh, do you? You yeah. read? Do
don't
you?
Just read the playbook. Get your head in the game.
Last book you read, Keith?
Da Vinci Code.
Was it?
No, I don't.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I read
now,
a lot of comic books.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of reading
I
in
read
my everyday
comics.
Life. I mean, I do a lot of, reading sports stories daily on Twitter, basically. I do a lot of reading tweets.
You're like a book?
Social
book?
Media. Yeah, no, like a book.
Nah, I mean, do you count graphic novels?
No.
Those are comic books. No. Well, you should. There are words in them. There happens to be some great illustrations as well.
Books with no pictures.
Yeah, not
books
a lot.
Books with no pictures?
Well, some pictures.
Or very limited pictures.
I read Bill Simmons' book of basketball like 15 years ago.
I didn't even finish that. I tried finishing it. I didn't finish that.
I wanted to see how good Adrian Dantley was.
I got all the way to the pyramid. I was looking forward to the pyramid. I'm like reading through all this nonsense. I'm like, nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. I'm like, get me to the period I got, yeah. or pyramid.
Jesus. Clean it up.
I read the pyramid part, and yeah. I was like,
you're underwhelmed?
I didn't even like the pyramid part.
So I read that whole book, and I literally read the Da Vinci Code when that came out, and then maybe I went back and tried to read Angels and Demons. I don't even know if I finished that. And then... No, I got a lot on my plate.
Yeah, I'm not trying to read anything.
I'm not really a huge bookworm, so at all.
No.
I can't watch as many movies and TV shows and play video games and be an active father in my kids' lives and also read books.
You're trying to be a good dad, Keith.
I'm trying.
Yeah, like honestly, anybody who tries to shame you for this, you're just trying to be a good father.
My wife did get me a book on how to use a sword, like a katana. So like I read
Katanas for Dummies.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
She was like, before you cut your leg off, why don't you read this? Why don't you read this? How many pages? It's thick, but thick book. I can cut it with my sword if I needed to, but I read most of that.
Yeah, my wife hasn't even... the last person who even thought about giving me a book, they're like, well, this is a waste of my money.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Giving you a book?
No.
Sit on a bookshelf?
Not really for me.
I do own a lot of them.
You own a lot?
There's a lot of books in my house.
Do you have like a bookshelf?
Yeah, sure.
What
so
kind of books?
Show off on Zoom.
Yeah, no, exactly.
What kind of books?
They're all sports. It's like it's like 15 John
books?
Feinstein books.
The whole collection of John Feinstein?
I have like so many college hoops books by him. I mean, there was a point in my life where I read books. It's been a while.
Yep.
It's been quite some time.
I read
Season on the Brink, though? Oof.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I read Dale Bruin's book.
No, you didn't.
The first one.
The whole thing?
If These Walls
Cover to Cover?
I read most of the book. I have a copy of it.
I did read it was like a Bruins like 100, like one of those listy books. I read one of those.
Doesn't count. If you're not going to give me credit for a graphic novel, I can't give you credit for a list book.
List book counts way more.
Might as well be a Where's Waldo.
Mad Dog had a great list book back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, it was like greatest sports debates. Mad Dog. Yeah. Chris Russo. Yeah.
It's just, I'd like the audio file of that. Just him yelling at people.
It would have been better in audio form. There's no doubt about it. 617-779-7937. But I will say, I don't appreciate A.J. Brown's tone. With you read books. Very impressive.
Final pack of offensive linemen announced during pregame introductions.
Jerry Kramer.
No!
Fair enough.
Jerry Kramer, I believe, he was a Packer, right? That's a Bart Starr teammate. To bring it back to all the quarterbacks who've been to two Super Bowls. I nailed that one.
Not Jerry Kramer!
You did win the first. He did win the first two Super Bowls.
I did, although Keith edged me in the great trivia debate.
Careful.
Careful
of the phrasing.
Keith
defeated you.
Keith defeated you. Thank you. Keith by a nose. Dean is in JP. Go ahead, Dean.
Get him, Dean.
Hey, I'm going to feed the fodder of the conversation. I will say, the idea of we're talking about dynasties for before Mahomes has even won three in a row. That's crazy, but that's from a couple hours ago. What I got to say is...
Well, hold on real quick.
Dean,
we'll let you get to the other point.
Dean, time out.
You don't think the Chiefs are a dynasty already?
No, I do.
Gotcha.
But there's the idea that they haven't earned what the Patriots... The Patriots didn't even get to talk about a dynasty until they won three in 4 years. And then it ended up being a dynasty. But right now, before Kansas City has really even done all that the Patriots have done, the fact that we're already putting them there, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But
we'll circle back to that. What's your second point?
Shelf that. What I want to talk about is these third down or fourth down and inches plays, whether at the goal line or not, and the idea of, I mean, these are all watching football from the 70s. These are all versions of the quarterback sneak.
Okay, so he wants to complain about the tush push. I don't like the tush push. You're less against
I'm
it.
I'm fine with it, but I kind of would take the Commander's approach. I don't love the play, but it's currently allowed. So I would try to cheat any way possible defensively. I would jump the snap. I'd smack the ball. I'd leap the pile. Even if they want to actually award a score, if it's first and an inch from the inch yard line or whatever. Mm-hmm. Go nuts. Like, you're not going to stop it. So you might as well pray for a fumble or hit the quarterback or try to make them think otherwise. But I also, we brought this up earlier, I wouldn't rule out if it eventually does get taken out of the game.
So I was just about to bring this up. I didn't realize you were going to bring it up again. You made a great point about this earlier. If you're ever going to outlaw it, you need the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
If the Eagles beat the Chiefs and everybody says the NFL wants the Chiefs to win,
it's just tush-push city.
They're going to say, we got to get rid of this.
Yeah.
Just like they didn't let Ty Law and Rodney Harrison hurt receivers anymore. They've changed rules. They change rules all the time. So if you get enough owners to be like, the Eagles only won because of the tush-push, they might outlaw it. They might say, listen, you can't either line up that way or you can no longer push a player that has the ball and whatever. They might change that.
I think it's cheap.
But it is cheap.
I don't think it's like I don't cry that the refs don't enforce things on it. Like, I don't cry about that. I think it's a cheap play. It's not fun to watch, and I don't think Jalen Hurts is really doing anything. He's getting dragged along by his teammates. I don't get why that is a football play. But if they ever outlaw it, then fine. I'll be on board with them outlawing. Yeah. His first point about the Patriots weren't considered a dynasty before they won 3 out of 4.
Well, the third one I think made them the dynasty.
Okay, I agree. I don't think when they won 2 out of 3, I personally would have considered them a dynasty.
No, didn't they talk about it in the actual dynasty documentary? Was it Bruschi or one of those guys even said that? Like, now we're a dynasty.
I think Gil had the famous call, yes, it's a dynasty, right?
After the third one.
Correct. So, but there was a giant discussion when they had won 2 out of 3 if it was a dynasty. What are you talking about? It wasn't even talked about.
Yeah, it might have been
talked about. It was definitely talked
about. But I think because you had the Cowboys of the 90s that won 3, and you had the Niners and all that, and then you go back to the Steelers. Like, I think you needed 3. I think most people felt that way. And so the Chiefs winning last year, it ended up being, what, 3 in a 5-year span?
Correct.
Yeah, it's a dynasty.
I mean, that's
plus another Super Bowl loss in there. Like, they're definitely a dynasty.
That's what I think.
Yeah, so I didn't really understand his.
You really think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid is not a dynasty?
I mean, it is.
Like, it's 3 out of 5, plus the extra appearance, now another appearance on top of that. I would say, in the words of Gil Santos, yes, it's a dynasty, I would say. I didn't realize we were crying about that.
And if we're comparing, it's already more impressive than the Cowboys of the 90s. Now it's more, you're debating the Patriots. And the Patriots is a weird one just because it lasted so long, and really, it's just coach quarterback that go the entire time. Mm-hmm. Whereas this Chiefs one, I mean, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, like, you have a bunch of guys that are involved in it.
Yeah. I mean, Steelers were what? 4-6?
Yeah.
But I'm saying 4-6.
Different league, though, but yeah.
It was, but there was a 2-year gap in the middle where, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I thought it was a 2-year gap in the middle. I thought they went back-to-back and back-to-back. Do I have that wrong? Maybe I have that wrong, actually.
No, you might be right. Let me brush up on my Pittsburgh Steelers history.
Since we're so, they won 74-75, 2 years off, 78-79.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean,
dynasty?
Yeah, that's definitely. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. Hey, Rich, I apologize, man, for not praising you a couple days ago when I called in about your take on Philly and Barkley. So I'm just kind of raiming back in.
All good. Well,
hang on, Tim. Deal, hang on, Tim. Yeah. Tim, hang on for a second.
I'm the man.
What was it?
He was going to have 3 touchdowns and they were going to win.
You had a 3-touchdown take?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I was like, wow, no, I don't remember that.
I didn't.
Okay, so sorry, Tim. Keep going.
All right, here's the deal. When I said the other day, Barkley and Henry elevated both their teams. Once they did that, they have great teams. They totally elevate them to the next level. Now, the thing is, he's taking his team, and he's going to win it. Don't change your bet, brother, because I'll tell you what. He's going to carry that team with Hurst. Look what Hurst did outside of what he did also. He ran for 2 touchdowns, never mind everything else.
Three.
So he can make up. Yeah, he ran for 2, or at least 1.
3.
I think he
three.
Hit 2.
3.
Oh, my God. It was
the game from yesterday? Like, we don't have to go back that far. You ran for 3. They both ran for 3. What was I even saying about Saquon?
I have no idea.
I think, so, I think we both.
He had two. No, it was three. Well, he had at least one. It was three.
So on Friday, I don't know what I said, but this is.
Yeah,
you and I both.
I was listening to you, but I don't remember. Like, I don't remember what you said.
So one thing that I think we were both ended up being right about is on Friday, we both said we are rooting for the Bills and the Commanders, but the Chiefs and the Eagles are going to win.
Yeah.
Now, and I said Saquon was having a season kind of similar to Cooper Kupp, where Cooper Kupp was the, you know, Triple Crown winner, dominant receiver for the Rams, and then won the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP. Saquon Barkley is doing that kind of for running backs this year. 2,000 yards, the whole thing, dominant in the playoffs, and now they're in the Super Bowl. But this is where it kind of runs out. Like, I still think the Chiefs win. I still think Patrick Mahomes is going to be the MVP again. However, if somehow, some way the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I bet it will be on the back of Saquon Barkley, and he would be the MVP.
Stop me if you've heard this before, Keith. The NFL is a copycat league.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard that.
Yes, it is.
So if the Eagles win, do you think teams start trying to copy what they did with Saquon Barkley and putting an importance on the running back, or is he just going to be viewed as an outlier?
So I think he's a bit of an outlier. Derrick Henry's kind of in that camp too, and you saw how far Baltimore was able to get. Baltimore and Philly also have the quarterbacks who can run, so that helps, right? It's not just the running back back there. But it also, then this gets into the offensive line play too. Like, you need to have a great offensive line. You can't just take, I don't know, let's call it a New York Giants like offensive line and throw Saquon Barkley back there and expect 2,000 yards. Like, it's not going to happen. So there might be a couple of teams that are closer to that and can embrace that than not. But I would say the vast majority of the teams probably can't do it this way.
Yeah. And if we're being fair, I meant to look this up earlier. We were talking about Saquon was the number 2 pick in the draft, and he's on his second team, and you can argue whether that was a smart pick by the Giants or not. That was the Baker Mayfield draft.
Yeah,
who went
Sam
one.
Darnold.
Darnold went
Allen.
3.
Yeah.
Allen went 7.
Lamar went 32.
So, you know, you can say, I've never argued that a running back is more important than a quarterback, but I don't have a problem with taking a running back in the first round. Second's high. Second's real high, but you have to wonder.
But
if,
like, taking him over Sam Darnold, good move. Him over Josh Allen, probably the wrong move.
Yeah,
but, you know, whatever.
But there were a lot of other misses that were the wrong move in there too. I just backed out of it. Denzel Ward was the 4th pick, nice player.
Yeah,
but who would you rather have, Denzel Ward or Josh Allen?
I take my shot with Josh Allen.
Yeah, I mean, that's me too. Although the guy's a big loser, he never wins in the playoffs against Patrick
didn't
Mahomes.
They just draft Baker 1 and then Denzel Ward 4.
Yeah, that's true. They went 1 and 4.
Oh yeah, they took their guy. They took their quarterback.
Right, I see
hang on.
Let me get to the rest.
Good job,
of the
Nick. Putting him in a body bag.
Looks like we're gonna need a.
Got me chasing my own tail over here.
Zip.
That's the body
guy Baker. You know, can't impugn that.
Good point. That's a good point.
Baker Mayfield, playoff player.
Let me, in true Jones fashion,
he'll win you a division.
Let me move the goalposts here. Yeah. Quentin Nelson, real nice player. I'd rather have Josh Allen.
He's on the ropes.
Bradley Chubb, same thing. So that's not just about the running back.
He's scrambling more than.
Look at that point.
That's not just about the running back. Ooh, yeah. Who'd the Broncos have?
Jacoby Brissett. The Broncos?
Yeah.
Who'd the Broncos have?
2018. They wouldn't have Manning, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, who are they trying to work in then?
Was Brock Osweiler?
I was going to say Brock Osweiler or Paxton Lynch.
Probably sounds right.
Something like that. It wasn't good. They kind of hit a wall there with quarterbacks pre and post Manning until Bo Nix.
Until Elway wasn't picking them.
This is true. 617-779-7937. Nick's right again. They still had Andrew Luck that year. That was the year.
Killing it.
Luck was out the year prior.
Man, Nick's been reading a lot of books, I bet. Do you think?
Oh, yeah, hitting the books.
Hitting the books.
I think
football rosters last 6 years.
I think Saquon's going to be a bit of an outlier is how it's going to be viewed. I put an importance
most
on the
likely.
Running back, but I think he's going to be viewed as an outlier. In other words, like in this draft, Saquon runs the Eagles to a Super Bowl. Is Ashton Jeanty going to be drafted in the top 5 and people are going to overreact to that? I don't think so. I think people will view Barkley. Even though the whole league could have had him.
No, but to your point, Saquon gets drafted by a bad team, and the running back himself isn't enough to turn around the bad team. Whereas once that expires and he goes to a good team that was missing that, that's what you're getting. So even if a team drafts Ashton Jeanty too high, well, I mean, they might be in for like a long haul there. Like, that's probably not the way to switch it out.
No.
But it's also, there is something to be said about going after the running back on the second contract, because a lot of teams are afraid of that. And yet Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley both had monster years for their teams.
Yeah, maybe a buying opportunity there. 617-779-7937. Is Saquon enough to run the Eagles past the Chiefs? Is he an outlier, or will the NFL follow that trend? And, of course, we've talked all day long about the Chiefs well, I don't want to say the wrong term here. I know it's trademarked.
No.
The three chief?
Yeah.
Or is it the Chief Pete?
Well, guess what? In grab bag coming up, yep. Somebody else is going for a Chief Pete. And I'll tell you who.
You know what?
Three chief. A Chief Pete.
There could be another three chief.
I think I'm aware of this story.
Yeah, look out.
But we'll see if I have that right. We'll get to it. We still have our clip du jour coming up. What would you call this event that happened earlier?
An earthquake.
Well, I didn't want to spoil it.
Sorry.
But we did have a sizable earthquake in Maine.
4.1.
Yeah, some people claim they felt it here.
Sure,
so we'll get to that in clip du jour. You also have WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart and Fitzy coming your way at 2 o'clock. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab. So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
All right, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including the Boston Bruins. Now, we did talk about their weekend, a really good win over the Colorado Avalanche at home on Saturday. So they are 5-1-1 over their last 7 games. Of course, that was on the heels of a 6-game losing streak.
Yeah,
so they've turned things
around.
What
changed in the middle there?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
there was something.
I can't quite put my finger on it.
I think one of their players tried to get a media member fired. That's what I remember hearing.
That'd be a kind of a bully tactic by that individual.
It was, but it's paid off for them in spades. Their next game is at Buffalo tomorrow. Sabres stink.
Go pound sand.
So hopefully an opportunity to get some more points tomorrow night against Buffalo. And it looks like the Hamper and McAvoy are getting closer to a return. Not going to play tomorrow, but it looks like those guys are getting a little bit closer.
So, no, that's promising. Their play at home is promising, too. They've started to play quite well at home. They're 16-7-3 at the Garden lately. So we'll see if they're able to keep that rolling. But, yeah, Buffalo's really the one crummy team in the division.
Oh, yeah, they stink.
So
they're the only ones out of it.
That's a team to fatten up on, I'm assuming. They will. If they don't, we'll knock them for it.
Sure.
Now I'm standing. Y'all happy? We're all standing up now. Bunch of
grub bag.
Standing in a circle.
Celtics, meanwhile, are in action tonight. So if you're looking for some sweet sports action, Jones, tonight, 7:30 at the Garden, the C's welcome the Houston Rockets to town. Of course, they beat the Rockets in Houston back on January 3rd by a bunch. They blew out the Rockets.
Yeah, that was actually an impressive trip that the Celtics were on. That one the one game they lost was to OKC, and I didn't like how they lost that one. That one, I gave them credit for that road trip. This latest one, I don't give them a ton of credit for. The Clippers barely fielded a full roster. The Warriors had Steph, but a lot of other guys missing in that game. And then yesterday, the Mavs still don't have Luka back. So it's like, I don't know how much credit to give them for that trip. The Lakers game was so bad, they could have lost that Clippers game in there. But let's see, against the Rockets, you get, you get Udoka back at the Garden.
Ime Udoka.
And it's that first game back from a trip where sometimes there's a little bit of a hangover from the trip. We'll see if the Celtics make excuses about that, or if they just come out and defend their home floor where they have not been great this year.
Rockets are good. Rockets are a good team. Udoka, maybe the best coach in the league, because if you look at the teams that are at the top standings-wise, they probably have the least amount of talent.
Are they still 2 in the West? They are still 2 in the West.
Yeah, they're like 30-14. They basically have the same record as the Celtics.
They played 2 fewer games than Memphis, but they have a higher winning percentage. They're both 6.5 back of Oklahoma City.
So, I mean, that's pretty good.
You are my sunshine, my only
grab bag.
WNBA three-team blockbuster trade, Jones. Want to get your thoughts on this big deal.
Okay, good.
The Las Vegas Aces are acquiring Seattle Storm guard Jewel Loyd.
They got Jewel Loyd?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They're also sending Aces guard Kelsey Plum to the Los Angeles Sparks.
It's a big loss.
It is the first trade in league history involving multiple number one overall picks. Kelsey Plum, Team USA, and former Mrs. Darren Waller.
Oh, we've talked about her before.
They broke it off, and then Darren Waller had that sad sack song that he sang to Kelsey Plum.
Yep.
And so big shakeup in the WNBA. People wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, I think the Aces are a well-run team.
Sure.
Doesn't Brady own a stake of that team? I think he does.
He's got a little slice of the
Aces. So I'm gonna side with Brady on this. I think Brady probably knows what he's doing.
I don't know. Kelsey Plum?
Yeah.
Trading her?
Yeah, you know what?
Seems reckless.
Sometimes you got to give up a big name for the betterment of the team, Keith. Yeah. And I would say that's what they're doing,
Grab bag. Great news out of Chicago, as coming up on July 11th, the White Sox are going to unveil a brand new statue dedicated to a former player. So what White Sox?
Frank Thomas.
Big Hurt?
Yeah. Does he already have one? Maybe he already has
one.
Ron Karkovice. Great one. How did I miss it?
He's deserving.
Yeah, Magleor Ordóñez. Yeah, I love Mags.
Robin Ventura.
Great one.
Good player.
Have him taken down. Who was he?
No, he got taken down by Nolan Ryan. Beat the snot out of him.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be the greatest thing to commemorate. Yeah,
that year he won the Rolaids Relief.
Rolaids Relief Man of the Year.
Canerico was good.
Great one. Yeah.
Who is none of those guys?
Okay,
it's Mark Burley.
Oh,
Mark Burley's going to get a statue in Chicago.
What would you? I know what I would make a statue of for Mark Burley. I think we're on the same wavelength here.
Oh, when he dove in with the ball and web jam?
It's got to be, it's not pitching. It's got to be fielding. The man's got to be fielding in the statue.
He was an excellent fielder. He had that web jam, which is an all-timer.
He was like a Jim Cott of his day.
Dude, I'll tell you.
He was winning gold gloves like you read about as a pitcher.
When he was pitching, was a great day because he worked quick. Nobody worked quicker than Mark Burley.
No.
Get it and go.
Fast worker. That's
get
true.
It and go.
Man, he only won 4 gold gloves. I thought he won more than that.
Yeah, well, he started to get politics. Politics on the gold glove.
No, I think the politics helped him. He won 4 in a row late in his career. I think his popularity contest, he started winning because of that.
He did. He had a few plays where he would dive off the mound and then flip it over with his glove.
Yeah, nice.
The ball would never even touch the pitching hand.
John Lester used to do that.
I think we're really lowering the bar.
Because he had the yips.
He couldn't throw it to first base.
No.
I think we're lowering the bar, though, on who deserves statues.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Statues.
Not a lot of good options with the White Sox, though. We just went through it. I mean, Frank Thomas, no-brainer. Other than that, all the names we threw around, I don't feel great about.
No.
Maybe Canerico.
Maybe Bobby Thigpen. Blackjack McDowell.
But not every team needs a bunch of statues.
What is a bigger distinction?
Mm-hmm.
Having a statue or a street named after you?
Oh, bigger distinction. Statue.
I don't know. Because now you're in like the Waze app. Like, it's Keith Way. You gotta go to Keith Way. Statue, you might just miss. You can walk right by a statue and not even notice it.
Yeah, but
everybody's in their phones all the time.
Like,
their noses are in their phones.
How many people have streets named after them? So many.
20?
So many more.
25?
Thousands.
Thousands of people?
Yeah.
How many statues are there?
Not that many.
You don't think there's that many statues?
I think there's way more streets named after people than statues.
If Mark Burley has a statue, I'm guessing there's like 1,000 statues.
Are you saying just athletes? Are you saying just professional athletes or anybody?
Bill Russell statue. Yeah. Red Auerbach statue.
Uh-huh.
Bobby Orr statue.
Yeah.
What statues am I missing?
And now do the streets.
The outfield. The ducks. All the guys from the Red
Sox.
Oh,
the teammates.
Ted Williams.
Good one. Yeah. Yep. That's
a
book. It's another book I didn't read. I knew about it. Halberstam. That was Halberstam.
Halberstam. There's ducks. There's a statue of ducks.
Yeah.
Brady at some point.
Make way for ducklings. That's a statue.
Tom
Brady's going to get one.
Uh-huh.
No, but I know there's a lot
of
street
names. I'd much rather have a statue named after me than a street.
But like Main Street isn't named after like Joe Maine.
No, but
for a statue as long as they don't hire the same guy that did D. Wade's or Iverson's.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's a good point.
Iverson's like a starting lineup.
But like how many little like ways, side streets and things like that are named after somebody who lived there for like 50 years? Like there's a million streets like that. It's hard to get a statue named after yourself.
Well, it wouldn't be named after you. It'd be like in your likeness.
I'm sorry, a statue commemorating yourself. Yeah.
But then you got birds pooping on it. It's the whole thing. I think I might rather have the street name.
I think it's a horrible choice.
Well,
but good question.
Does Rocky take away from having a statue because he was a fictional character?
Yeah, but he's a legend.
No, I'm not going to argue that. Don't
Rocky deserves a statue a million times more than Mark Burley.
He deserves one. That's always such a weird burn, because that happens all the time with Philly. You guys have a statue of a fictional character. Like, yeah, the man's a hero. Like, yeah. Why? He can't have a statue?
A story for the common man.
But it does speak,
yes.
But it does speak to your lack of players that you're going to celebrate in the city. I mean, when the most notable statue you have is a fictional character.
Well, he that and does speak, Vince Papil.
That doesn't speak well about your city's sporting history. I would agree with that.
What's a better statue, Mark Burley or Rocky?
I just said that.
Oh,
yes.
What did you say, Rocky?
I said Rocky, yes. Oh, okay, well. Yeah, but Chicago has the White Sox anyway have like a terrible history.
Well, the Black Sox kind of led him down that path.
Yeah, from there, the curse of the Black Sox.
Shoeless Joe.
Outside of A.J. Pierzynski in that one year in there, yeah.
That's because Arnold Rothstein rigged the World Series.
True, it's totally true. I learned about that on Boardwalk Empire.
Same.
I didn't even know about that until
then. He got Mayor Lansky and Lucky Luciano. That was a good series.
It was a good
People
show.
Sleep on that show.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us
grab bag
is a dish that is best served cold?
Let me tell you about who else is going for a Chief Pete or a Three Chief. That would be G League star Mac McGlung, who is back in the NBA Slam Dunk Contest.
McGlung.
Huh?
Mac McClung.
What'd I say?
Glung.
Is there a difference?
I think so.
Mac McClung?
Is there a difference
Mac
between
McClung k-
and guh? Yeah, there's a difference.
I say if you say it fast enough, nobody can tell. Mac McClung.
Yeah. Clung.
But he's back.
Yeah, okay.
And he's going to try to throw down some jams, and he's going to try to win this dunk contest for a third time, which I don't know if that's been done before.
You were joking about this last week. You're like, they're going to bring this guy
they
back.
They have
I'm
to.
Like, why would they do that and score one for Keith?
So it's going to be four participants in the 2025 Slam Dunk Contest.
It's a good field if you haven't heard this yet.
Mattis Bouzelis.
Yep, like him.
Stefan Castle.
Yep.
And Andre Jackson Jr.
So that guy can jump.
And Mac McClung.
So that's two UConn players from a year ago, right?
Jackson, I think, is second year.
2 years ago?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
But he won a title at UConn.
Yes.
Okay.
Castle, Bouzelis, and Mac McClung. So the story there is Jaylen Brown kind of broke the streak of just scrubs in the dunk contest. And so he entered the dunk contest and came in second. It was kind of maybe like a pity second. But at least he did it. Like, we gave him credit for doing it.
Yep, yep.
And maybe, like, other guys would want to do it. Maybe he would even want to do it again. No. They're going the other way. This might be the least star-studded one ever.
A lot of us thought, yeah, this is bad. A lot of us thought Jaylen Brown was going to save the dunk contest by participating in it. It turns out he killed it. It turns out that no one's going to do it again because he was so embarrassing in the dunk contest that now we got to get more of Mac McClung, Glung.
Yeah,
in this dunk contest and a bunch of rookies nobody's ever heard of. That's now your dunk contest.
It's not great. I'm not really looking forward to it.
Good try, good effort, Jaylen, but of course I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll watch that. 3-point competition.
Yeah.
Rookie sophomore game.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. There's stakes this year.
I'll watch that.
That's a good point.
I mean, celebrity game, I'll watch it.
God, Becky, look at her
grab bag.
It is so big.
Two new dorks tonight. The Dork Podcast YouTube channel, 8:45. We record them live, and then they're available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We're starting our Severance recaps.
Mm.
So Severance, we're going to do episode 1 and 2 this week, and then we're going to go, you know, one at a time going forward. But the TV show Severance, which is excellent, we're going to do a recap right at 8:45. Then after that, Davey Eyeballs and I are going to talk about 2025 movies that are coming out in the first 6 months of the year, kind of rip through the most anticipated movies. We did some of that on this show.
I was going to say, you gave your list before, but this will be more
in-depth.
I only
did 10. We have a lot more to get to, including the new Captain America movie, which comes out on Valentine's Day.
What's the movie you're telling me about? The 17, whatever, it's the 17th
Mickey
version?
Mickey 17.
Yeah, I saw an ad for that over the weekend. I'm like, Keith
looks wild.
Keith kind of talked me into this movie.
Yeah, I know.
Never would have thought twice about it if he didn't get that on my radar.
I'm excited to see how that one goes.
For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old
grab bag.
All right, we have the top NBA performers from yesterday.
Only
it's
one game, right?
One game on the slate, so we are a bit limited. But you have Denny Avija from Portland, who had 28 points, 8 boards, 8 assists.
Okay.
In a loss. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 35 points, 5 boards. Jalen Williams, 24 points, 8 assists. Tunami Kamara, 24 points, 9 boards, and Isaiah Hartenstein, 14, 12, and 6.
That guy's grabbing boards like you read about.
I guess so.
I went with J-Dub. I like Jalen Williams, his line yesterday, one game to choose from.
Yeah.
A lot of people might go SGA.
Yep.
Not me.
No.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we are going with a starting pitcher who would throw from the right side if given an opportunity to hit. He would also hit from the right side.
Good.
If needed, played for several teams. I will now read the teams that he played for. Pittsburgh Pirates, Toronto Blue Jays, Texas Rangers, Chicago White Sox, Oakland A's, Los Angeles Dodgers, Washington Nationals, New York Yankees. Part of a 14-year career.
Okay.
Two-time All-Star.
I think I have it.
He was...
Give me the years, though. Give me the years.
All-Star?
Well, yeah, sure.
Oh, the years. Broke into the majors 1995.
Oh.
Retired.
I don't have it.
Last game was in 2008. He was an All-Star in 03 and 04.
With...
the White Sox.
Oh, no.
And in...
we just went through a bunch of White Sox players.
Jason Shields.
Who?
Jason Shields.
Nope. Jason Shields. I was going to guess Drabek when I heard Pirates and two-time All-Star. I was going to guess Drabek, but this is too late for Doug Drabek.
2003, yeah. He was the Cy Young runner-up in the American League. It's the only year he received a single vote for a Cy Young. He was he went 21-9 in 2003. Made 34 starts, lost to the late Roy Halladay in the AL Cy Young vote. Yeah, 03.
Then Roy Halladay won the Cy Young in 03?
Yeah, I believe so.
White Sox.
I believe so. Yeah, in 03, Roy Halladay won pretty unanimously, but by a lot.
So Pedro's winning all his Cy Youngs before that, I guess.
Pedro came in third that year.
Okay.
This guy came in second, Tim Hudson fourth, Jamie Moyer fifth.
I'm just guessing names, not Javier Vasquez. Trying to guess names now. Who had... Man.
This guy was, he'd run you 6'2", 230, it says.
It's not Mark Burley. He's left-handed.
No. He was a righty tosser.
Who?
He won 126 games in his career, and he won 21 of them in that one season.
Man.
Bobby Jenks?
Nope. Oh, reliever.
Closer.
Bobby Jenks had a terrible surgery that went wrong.
Is he no longer with us?
Oh, I don't know. I hope he's still with us, but I thought he had like a spinal surgery that went like massively wrong.
Yeah, no, he's still alive.
Okay, good. Good for him. Thank God.
He's actually currently the manager for the Windy City Thunderbolts.
Hey, you know what? Before you cut me off, I was about to say that, actually.
Because they got a sick logo.
Yeah. Can I finish?
Can I finish?
He was... You guys aren't getting this one?
No, I don't think so. Let me check the old phone here. Anybody text this one?
Look on the text line.
No Arcan, because sometimes AI I miss an Arcan text. You have it?
No, I was asking if an AI had got it.
Oh, I don't know if AI got it. Text line has it.
Twitch chat's at Bartolo Colon?
No, it's not Bartolo Colon.
Text line says Ron Gant. It's not Ron
Gant. I think Twitch might have it. Text does have it.
Okay. Esteban Loaiza?
He got it!
Michael, good job.
Esteban Loaiza.
Good job signing your text, Michael from Bristol. The first one that I saw. Perhaps Twitch had it before that. Michael from Bristol had it. It's Esteban Loaiza.
I think Ethan Brockton got it again. He's all over it in the Twitch chat.
Yeah. Might be
Esteban Loaiza.
Let's see. Did Esteban Loaiza get traded for somebody crazy? I feel like he might have.
Probably. That happens. You know, these guys get...
Loaiza.
He was traded by the White Sox to the Yankees for Jose Contreras. A 1-for-1.
I feel like he got the loss in either game 6 or 7.
Yeah, so there's some sort of... Yeah, maybe is that what it is? There's some sort of like trivia with him. Maybe that's what it is.
How about this?
Or at least started one of those games, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. He was traded by the Pirates to the Rangers for Warren Morris and Todd Van Poppel.
That's it.
What a baseball trade that was.
No, Billy, I think you're right. It's not... Maybe it wasn't a notable trade. It was he started one of those games. There you go. Where they were falling apart in 04 and he started.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right.
Because he was...
postseason pitching. Yeah, he threw, 6 1/3 innings against the Red Sox in the ALCS.
There you go.
And he lost, but he pitched well. He only allowed one run over 6 1/3.
Okay.
Good one.
There's your random baseball player of the day.
Random.
Congrats to Michael from Bristol again. We're going to give you the win on that. For Keith's very official spreadsheet. 617-779-7937. You want to jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. They're going to come your way with our Clip du Jour next.
All right, time now for the Clip du Jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, you ready for that?
That sounds wonderful. What is that again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the Clip of the Day. And today, we had ourselves quite a shared experience. If you went on Twitter, everybody was talking about it. Everybody was all a flutter. But it hit Maine And then we felt the effects of an earthquake.
Wow.
So the first time on the show, we had some earthquake talk. Maybe you guys can buy some t-shirts. You know, I survived the earthquake.
Survived the earthquake of 2025.
January 2025.
Yeah, here
another,
you go.
What an event.
Text line. Earthquake off the coast of York, Maine. Okay. That's not here.
It's a 4.1.
It's not that
Jones.
Far, in fairness. We felt it in Maine, felt it in New Hampshire, 4.1 in York Harbor.
4.1, decent size.
Here you go. Huge rumble and boom in southeast New Hampshire. Yeah, no, 4.1 is.
4.1, not bad.
I mean.
4.1 when it's this cold out?
Yeah.
You're doing all right.
5, 6, 7 would be crazy.
Hey, that's insane.
But a 4.1 is pretty
not
wild.
Bad.
No, it's not bad at all. Eddie's in the car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How are you? Two things. It was back in the 80s. That I was up in York Beach, Maine, laying in a bed up there, and the bed started shaking. They had an earthquake.
Oh, yeah, dude. Eddie. Oh, yeah, Eddie. Hell yeah. That's right, Eddie. My man.
Really did.
And now I got kids.
It really did happen, and I was there.
There you go.
How about that?
People had to share their stories from years ago. Maybe 30, 40 years ago, you experienced an earthquake. But it was really, it took over there for about 10 minutes on the Twitter and everywhere else.
You get the.
Do you feel that heart on your way
Dartmouth?
In?
Yeah.
I did not.
No.
Did not feel it. Read about it on Twitter.
There's been like three of these over the last decade where people claim they felt an earthquake.
Oh, I felt one of them in recent years.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was your, how'd you feel?
That was because it was right off the coast of where I am, Dartmouth, New Bedford, somewhere in there. It was in the water. And I thought like a bureau fell over upstairs or something.
Really?
Loud ass, like.
Wait, what?
Noise.
It did fall over? I thought you heard
a
noise. Okay.
It shook the house so much that there was like noise. Oh, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm not familiar.
My dog's not scared.
It's like Eddie's hotel room.
Oh, Eddie was doing
I also have
right.
an alternate consideration for call of the day.
Oh,
while
yeah.
listening on my drive in.
Oh, that was tough to top.
Hey, Keith, you're
about.
Awesome. Jones, you're there.
I like that guy too.
We get a lot of those.
We get a lot of those is what we get.
Big fan.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy comes your way. It's the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the 99 Restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal. Your favorite chicken and sausage al forno is back at the Nines for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. What's coming up today?
Fitzy and Hart obviously will be reacting to championship weekend and the likability of Saquon Barkley and the unlikability of the Kansas City Chiefs. I also have a little brewing hot take. Again, came up in the shower because that's where I do my best thinking.
Oh, careful.
Is this continuous success dynasty streak of Mahomes Chiefs coming right off of Brady's Patriots, is that a testament to their greatness? Or is it something else that is not exactly good for the National Football League?
Testament to the Chiefs' greatness?
The two players and the dynasties.
Oh.
Or could it say something else about your NFL and the other teams? And
I don't really know where this is going.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Well, you can listen
to
it.
I will, but
I'm
I don't
guessing
really
Andy
it.
Thinks it's about something else based it on is. That. But
guessing
we'll,
you'll agree and be like, not a hard
we'll
way
be,
to go.
We'll be listening
I like that.
To this. Okay.
Darker by the minute.
That comes your way.
It's actually easy to have a dynasty.
On WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy here on WEEI. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Tier Tuesday. Tommy Tuesday, Kiefer Madness as well. That's tomorrow at 10 right here on WEEI.